Gav, we have a really special conversation to share with our followers.
That's right. We're really excited to introduce TEFL.org.
TEFL.org is an internationally accredited and market-leading TEFL course provider. Their courses, all developed and delivered by highly experienced EFL teachers, have trained over 140,000 EFL teachers who have gone on to find work across the globe.
And the host of TEFL.org's I Taught English Abroad is Ewan. Ewan is a podcaster and journalist, and we're speaking to him today.
And in this conversation, we're talking about our journey as TEFL teachers. Let's ask Ewan a few questions now so he can tell us more about I Taught English Abroad podcast and TEFL.org.
I was going to ask you, Ewan, because you've spoken to a lot of teachers, is there any common thread that links them all together that you've found, like they repeat the same kind of story or the same, idea, experience?
I think the most interesting thing I've found about speaking to all these different teachers is that there aren't actually that many common threads, apart from the sort of big kind of basic stuff. And I say basic in the best way possible. You know, the common kind of threads of I was intensely nervous for my first lesson. That's normally one that comes up where people, you know, relate to each other in that way of, am I doing the right thing? Have I, you know, qualified in the right area? Am I going to be any good at this? You know, the common doubts that people have and overcoming those doubts. And that's a story I kind of want to hear every time, because it is inspirational to, and people use the word inspirational in all sorts of ways now, but I do mean at a basic level, it's inspirational to hear about someone overcoming their fears in real time. Mm. You know, you can't replicate that. That's something that I love hearing each and every time. Mm. And apart from that, in terms of kind of common threads, it's no. But that's what I love about it, is that everyone's path is very, very different. And you know, you hear all kind of different variations of kind of similar themes. But broadly speaking, you know, people kind of want to kind of carve out their own adventure. And again, it sounds like advertising copy, but I do mean this like in an earnest way. You know, no two TEFL careers are alike. And I know even for the two of you, you've moved along in this journey together, but there's still different kind of, I mean, you know, there are all kinds of inherent biases people have towards people. There are all kind of different classes you're going to have. Obviously, you've covered different levels and different types of English. And so, yeah, well, geographically, you've absolutely had the same route. You know, even the two of you who have been so connected this whole time have had very different TEFL stories, and that's what I love about it. That's why I love hearing people tell these stories. I think it's fantastic.
Mm, definitely. I could say the same about, you know, book questions that you get, such standard English questions to teach. The answers are different every time. That's why I love it. You know, you can ask somebody, what would you do if you won the lottery? So many times you get a different answer. It's great.
Yeah. I do think about that a lot, I have to be honest.
Yeah, classic.
I wonder, Ewan, could you tell us a bit about TEFL.org and some of the services and opportunities that they offer?
Absolutely, yeah, I'd be happy to. TEFL.org, you've actually picked a very opportune time, because the TEFL.org is about to turn 15 years old.
Wow.
And doing this podcast, I've been lucky enough to speak to Joe and Jennifer. Joe Howell and Jennifer McKenzie are two co-founders who started the TEFL.org back in 2008. Obviously, that was just very quick arithmetic. If we're going back 15 years there, I'm a writer. I can't do any counting. But yeah, the TEFL.org since 2008 has been this rapidly growing enterprise. You know, it started out in a shed. Literally a shed in Bewley, which is near Inverness, until a couple of, I don't even know if it was a couple of years in, they managed to get a bit of an office space, but it was still a small enterprise. But, you know, through their experience being teachers, Joe and Jennifer managed to create this little network of teachers kind of far and wide. And, it, you know, it became all about any sort of anything they'd come across that they thought this could be better, this in our industry could be better. And so from then it was about kind of coming up with the course materials, coming up with a qualification that people can use and that can be recognized worldwide. And it's not to say that there's one qualification that's better than others, but you know, as times have changed and you know, online and classroom experiences have become kind of different, it was important to get accredited courses that people could do, whether, you know, in either in a comfort of their own home or in classroom settings. And so it was about creating availability and about options, and people really responded to that. And that's why the TEFL org now is one of the biggest course providers in the world, with tutors around the world working in Spain and the US and different times in Costa Rica and all across the world. And, you know, we're still, generally speaking, we're the central team here is still, you know, quite small, I think, but, you know, we're a very well bonded bunch, and we all have the same aspirations and goals, just to try and make it bigger and bigger. And it's a fantastic company to work for. And just kind of looking ahead to the future, there's obviously been different kind of opportunities presented to us more recently. You know, we've got an accredited level 5 course that's recognized by Ofqual, and I think that's there's been huge uptake of that. So yeah, it's exciting to see how rapidly the place is kind of growing, and we all work remotely, but we're very close. It's a really good little community we've got.
That's wonderful. So just going back through that, the potential teacher would do an online course, and then after hopefully passing, they would be offered some positions, or do you recommend schools across the world, or how would that happen?
So how it works, I mean, there are different options that, you know, we do have our most popular course is the 120 Premier online course, but that's not to say that there aren't classroom courses available. There are also kind of hybrid settings where people can do some of the work online, some of the work in the classroom. And in terms of jobs, you know, we do see our teachers, you know, readily take up positions across the world. We have our TEFL org job center, which around the industry is recognized as a really, really good resource for jobs. And we're connected not with necessarily with specific schools, but, you know, we do have partners working around the world in different kind of different programs, different, you know, groups, certain employers that we work with that we think represent a fantastic opportunity for any TEFL teacher. You know, we work with different companies to provide teaching programs in the likes of Cambodia and South Korea. You know, there's Conversa Spain, they'll be later on in the year. You can consult our website for all these, but we work certainly with a range of different places to provide opportunities for teachers. And we find that the uptake, you know, the employability of our graduates is enormous. And certainly, you know, people don't struggle for work if they have the right attitude and the right qualification from us and the right level of application. And again, I should point out that there are resources for CVs, for cover letters, all that kind of stuff we do cover as well. So we like to think that any prospective TEFL teacher would be well kind of catered for with what we present.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, and congratulations to TEFL for 15 very successful years. It's wonderful.
I'll pass it. I only feel like, you know, I don't feel like I deserve any credit for it whatsoever. I'm still very new to the setup, but I'll absolutely pass it on. And to the two of you, thank you for your continued enthusiasm with what we do in terms of the podcast, and thanks for being on I Taught English Abroad. It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure's all ours. Thank you, Ewan. Yeah, really enjoyable. It was really nice to reflect. Yeah.
Followers of How to English TEFL podcast, go over to I Taught English Abroad from TEFL.org and check out our full interview and find out more about Gav and Em. And Em, I'll catch you next time.
Bye, Gav.